Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, very important broadcast lined up today. Absolutely jam-packed with vital information. It is already Thursday, the 25th day of June 2009, with 4 hours spanning out before us on this vista of enlightenment and awakening. Well, quizzling dum-dums, control freaks, nobodies, nose-picking, video game playing, hot pocket eating, no prospect future, tattletale squads from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany, from Japan to South Korea, are all simultaneously being given climate cop powers. Public schools worldwide are setting up climate cops that report and write dossiers publicly. They're proud of it. On their parents' climate crimes, hell is being released. Nothing worse than an idiot, stupid, soft, Prozac, Ritalin head, coward, weakling. These public school kids never allowed to even play tag or dodgeball now, thumb scanning for their lunches, videotape constantly. The sickening little mindless twit servants now to be given power and weapons to wage war on decent, hardworking people. The age of the parasite is upon us. The age of the cowardly, chicken-necked, New World Order control freak is here. So prepare yourself. They're about to be given full reign over all of you. And hell followeth. SWAT teams followeth them. They're like these little demonic, little plump, soft probe droids they send in who just ooze in with their effeminate nature. But if you don't submit, shock forces in black uniforms are right behind them. Oh, hi. Stealing old people's houses right where I live, grabbing private property, viciously savaging every business, erecting hundreds of new taxes a year, feeding on everyone, crawling all over everything like a horde of demonic locusts. You think I'm joking around, you think I'm kidding. Climate cops to find wasteful homeowners and businesses worldwide. They are coming. Gore to talk climate change with House Democrats today in an emergency dispatch trying to get it passed. Meanwhile, it's racing through the Senate. Looks like it's going to pass the Clean Water Restoration Act. Open total federal declaration of absolute rulership over 100% of the landmass of the United States. Same laws are being rammed through everywhere. They then hand the water jurisdictions over to offshore corporations who triple the price of water overnight. The IMF World Bank rape plan about to be dropped hardcore on you. States going bankrupt, people losing their jobs in mass, and they're going to bring in the carbon taxes and shut down what's left. It's all about driving you into submission. It's all about destroying what's left of the economy so the bankers can turn their parasites loose on you to squeeze you into oblivion. So you got to go get on welfare and then be forced into their other auxiliary brigades, hundreds of new brigades. Scores of new subsections and divisions. Millions of youth already spelling out in red and black uniforms. Blue and yellow uniforms. Gray uniforms. Just hell spawn. Nobodies. Cowards. Weaklings. Scum. Trash. Dim-witted fools. This is the reign of the parasite. Oh, you don't make enough money to have a child. Oh, you can't pay the tax. Fine for having a child. We're going to take it. Go ahead and give us the child. The SWAT team's waiting outside. Oh, yes. Not kidding. They can't wait, the control freaks. They hate any of you that are intelligent, any of you that have done well, any of you. They're coming. I'll break down the news. Webster Tarpley joins us later. Stay with us.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse.
But there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
On this Thursday, 25th day of June 2009, we got Webster Tarpley joining us for 2+ hours today. Coming up in exactly 51 minutes, 32 seconds. So that is coming up. We'll go over the whole geopolitical breakdown. He predicted all of what's happening, actually, in the Obama deception. And we shot that interview with him 6 months ago. We just shot a new interview with him about another month ago to put in the new Obama film we're working on that's actually coming out in early October. I could have had it out July 4th. I could have had it out in August or September. But I just, you know what? I'm going to take my time on this. People like John Perkins are in the film, Economic Hitman. Webster Tarpley, and a whole bunch of other big surprises. I'm just going to leave it at that. I might even jump on an airplane and fly out to Los Angeles for an interview for the film. But that's an interview I'll have to do. I don't know. We'll see. But it's going to, I don't want to say top the last one, which is a very important film. You know, this is the time of the Obama deception, not the time of the next film, so I don't want to trump my own film. But it's one film, this will be another. The Obama deception, certainly proven right, certainly proven accurate, certainly proven to be very, very precise. Unfortunately, I wish we were wrong. The only problem with the Obama deception is that Obama was worse than we thought and lied even more than we thought he would. It's just incredible. So Obama deception, available at InfoWars.com. or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I'm not going to talk all day about missing governor was in Argentina, and then it turns out he was with his girlfriend, breaking up with her, and then his wife was withdrawing from what she told him months ago about how she was going to make him move out of the house. This doesn't matter. It's a political diversion. It's a political distraction from what's happening in Iran, what's happening with North Korea, what's happening in Pakistan, the NATO buildup again with U.S. and Israeli forces backing the Georgians outside of South Ossetia and Abkhazia on the Russian border, what's happening with the plunging, imploding economy, the total greenhouse gas emission takeover of the United States and the world, the announcement that China, India, Mexico, and 100-plus third-world countries will get billions of dollars apiece in U.S. taxpayer money to pay for the carbon taxes. The bankers are saying, look, we'll give you aid to pay us. So the bankers who run the U.S. have the money given, and they tell the public, oh, it's for greening. And then they hand the money right back to the bankers for carbon credits. In fact, directly to Al Gore, who owns Occidental Petroleum and is worth tens of billions but keeps that quiet. And has a, what is it, 8,000-square-foot house that uses seven times on average what the average home uses. I mean, what a piece of filth. Carbon tax. I mean, I'm glad Al Gore puts out a lot of carbon dioxide and a lot of methane, too. Carbon comes out of one end, carbon dioxide, methane out the other. It's the sun, ladies and gentlemen. And you watch as things get colder because of the sun dimming. For the next 12 years, they'll say, see, cutting carbon did it when they haven't even cut it. And they don't intend to cut it. They just intend to harass the daylights out of you and tax every facet of your life and have little dim-witted religious cult member control freaks in your house auditing everything and bossing you around. It's a new religion. They're setting up a new priesthood with their little Maoist acolytes, their quislings running around bludgeoning everyone. Hell, you can't park your SUV down at Barton Springs anymore or anywhere else because the environmental jihadis come up and slice your tires open. Even little SUVs get attacked unless you put carbon credit stickers on the back. And people buy these carbon indulgences, kind of like when they were building St. Peter's Cathedral in Rome. They needed money to build that, so they had indulgences. They said, get your mother out of purgatory. She's going to go to hell. She committed sins when she was alive. Or your daddy. Or your grandpa. And if you pay us all this gold and silver, we'll get her out of hell. Well, it's the same thing today. I see these Austinites driving around with these carbon credit stickers, and I go look the companies up. Total frauds, total fronts, total scams. Usually connected to groups actually running eugenics operations. Hey, pay us carbon credits, and we'll forcibly sterilize some Africans. And the Quislings love it. They kind of lick their lips, little yuppie power trip, and they go, yeah, yeah. And they go home and give their kid fluoride supper time. And they give them fluoride toothpaste and wonder why their kid's a dimwit. They like it. They like death. They like fraud. They like being scammed by offshore banks. And let me tell you, you like being raped by the New World Order? You're going to get what you want in spades, in triplicate. Over and over again. You like being dominated. You like being a slave. You like getting into it. You're going to have lots of opportunities to engage in crime stop and double think. And you're just going to love it, aren't you? Because you're cowards. And of course, we're not talking about the loving liberty people out there who love humanity and love life and love innovation and love strength and love rugged individualism. I'm talking to the parasite mass that have learned to giggle and snicker at everything I say. Well, you're going to get everything you want. Anything you want, you got it. Anything at all, baby. Hey, pull up that Roy Orbison song. We'll play that for all the slaves out there. But see, the New World Order says, you want slavery, you want bondage, you like saying tyranny isn't tyranny? Well, you want a double, triple, quadruple, super helping of the hospitality of the New World Order? You're going to get it. So Gore to talk climate change with House Democrats today. Senior Democratic leaders are whipping and cajoling skeptical lawmakers to side with them to approve the measure that could have significant economic impact on the energy bills of Americans and even drive up the price of food. Well, that's what this is all about. You got to make the Depression as bad. You got to take every dime of stimulus money and every dime of banker bailout money and take it offshore and then use it to buy up infrastructure and then jack up prices. I mean, that's how this game of risk works. This is economic warfare. We're being conquered right now, like the Normans, like William the Conqueror conquered England. Britannia Albion, its most ancient name, the Gaelic name adopted by the Romans. This is conquest. And they sit there with fancy PR making you feel like you're part of it. And oh, it's so fun. 2 days ago, I was in the coffee room, suckling, and there was Michelle Obama giving a speech with her predatory gleam in her insectoid eyes, and she was up there with that predatory she-devil enjoyment, just looking at the kids with eyes searing hatred, but with a smile on her vicious, wicked face. That's a true devil right there. And she was up there looking at the children in their little yellow T-shirts, and she was announcing how good the community service was. And the TV was recording, so I've got it, but we just have two TVs constantly recording. Don't even have the personnel to go through it, but that's about to change thanks to you and the Money Bomb. But side issue. My point is, or I would have it for you right now. I just had to run back in here during the break. I think it was about 2:30, 2 days ago. And it was her live. I think it was CNN. She's going, these children have worked at the public school in Sacramento. Then later in the day, she was somewhere else in another state. I mean, she must be going everywhere to the slave grid to make the kids feel important. She was saying they've raised hundreds of dollars for the school by working every day after school in the government garden. And see, it sounds reasonable. Gardening is good. Gardening is the basis of human civilization. The agrarian society developed in the last 8,000 years. The bedrock, something humans enjoy. The most honorable profession is farming. It's in our blood. And hey, they got the kids out doing something wholesome, and she threw in something about exercise and getting outside. It's all true. But they were doing it to give the money to the government. Service is what you choose, but she was going on to say they will now do this as part of their regular accredited work in the school during regular school hours, and they're turning the schools into little work camps. In China, the kids go out a few hours a day and work in fields. In China, they go out a few hours a day and then after school, 5 or 6 hours more, and work in firework factories. And they work, you know, with that product packaging where the toy you buy for your kids has all that wire, wiring it in for display with little fingers doing it. And they work in the rug factories and they work in the chemical factories. And they work for the state. And the argument is, well, the state pays for their education. See, because they know you're not, after you've been bankrupted completely, you're not going to be able to pay taxes anymore. They're going to say, well, everybody pays their fair share. Like in the Soviet Union, they'd a couple times a week, say, everybody get out here, line up. We got a sewage line broken. Get in there and shovel it out. Or we need you over here at the rock quarry, busting up rocks for aggregate for building roads. That's people that had other jobs for the government that go out and do that extra work on top of it. You want to be a slave. We're going to be actual slaves with forced compulsory service and forced military draft. It's all introduced. It's all happening. It's so liberal.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call to...
You got it.
Roy Orbison, you got it. But you can superimpose that over. You like billy clubs, you like tasers, you like cattle prods, you like all your private property being stolen, you like bureaucrats taking over everything, you like home inspectors every week, you like forced inoculations, you got it. You like cancer viruses, you got it. You like New World Order, you got it. But here's the good news. Barack Obama has got to be on television. I haven't actually averaged it out, but I know I see him at least doing 4 or 5 press conferences a day. His wife is constantly on TV. All of his surrogates and minions are on TV. And that's because they themselves admit what we've put in the Obama deception is true. That this creature and his evil minions and his controllers know that they only have a year to rape and destroy the United States until people figure out he's a total puppet liar and gave people false hope and lied about everything. And then they're going to have trouble ramming their agenda through until there's another new puppet, fake Republican, coming up in 3.5 years who will then have a year or so to lie and con people. But every time this happens, there's less and less time. In the past, people have 3, 4, 5, 6 years to lie to the public. Now it's 4 or 5 months. It just doesn't work anymore. We know you're criminals. And people are now finding out that Obama lied about everything he said he would do. He says he wants to be friends with Iran a month ago. I said, watch him launch covert operations, get ready for the overthrow of Iran. I'm on record. How do I know? Because when Obama says he's going left, he's going right. If he says he's zigging to the left, he's zigging to the right. If he says he's going forward, he's going backwards or sideways. If he says green, it's yellow. If he says black, it's white. If he says up, it's down. If he says blue, it's red. If he says he loves you, he hates you. What comes out of Obama's mouth? Total lies and spin and distortion to a level I have never seen. He makes Bill Clinton look like a Boy Scout. He makes George Bush look honorable. He makes Richard Nixon look truthful. I'm not a crook. By the way, it's coming out about Nixon wanting to abort black babies and any interracial babies particularly. Well, of course, he's the guy that had George Bush Sr. as his minion that helped sterilize 40%+ of Native Americans on record. Then they sent George Herbert Walker over to China to get him to adopt IMF and World Bank State Department Memorandum 200, CIA Memorandum Agreement to sterilize and to kill and have a one-child policy, and they would be made to be the new empire. The Chinese communists said it, absolutely, and the rest is history. They're the new center of the world, not the U.S. Their elite said, absolutely, we think our people are scum trash as well. We want to get rid of a bunch of them. Just give us the weapon systems, give us the nukes, give us the technology, and we'll do it. It's all public record. So that's coming up later. But, yeah, the First Lady, you know, I've got this press release put out by the California governor's office that says, the First Lady, Maria Shriver Schwarzenegger, met with the First Lady, Mrs. Obama. They're always blurring it about the First Lady this and the First Lady that, and Arnold, when he became governor, changed the press briefing room. It looked like it's a White House press briefing room with the same type seal that looks like the White House behind him in a blue oval. I mean, you know, because he has disgust for you. And, you know, a lot of people have been saying this for the last 6 months, and I think it may happen. It's in the cards that it's going to come out that he really was born in Kenya. I mean, his grandma runs around saying it. And then they're going to say, oh, we got to get rid of the 22nd Amendment. We got to get rid of that area in the Constitution that says you got to be born in the U.S., we got to get rid of the thing where you can only serve 2 terms. They're wanting to do that too. 22nd Amendment. And you're going to get Schwarzenegger because they're just always pushing it in movies and culture. And he was in 1977 Rolling Stone. It's in my film Martial Law, saying, I want to be Hitler. I want to be a dictator. I'm going to be your president. I'm going to. And then here it is. I'm telling you, they're going to try it. But hey, good news when we get back. And a big news blitz, and then Webster Tarpley, T-minus 30 minutes from now for 2+ hours as we break down the world according to Webster Griffin Tarpley with a little bit of added spice from me, from I, Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. Taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them. Sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me. There's no controlling that tide that keeps flowing across the line. This old Texas cowboy feels like my home state's no longer mine. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso.
That's right. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking.
Okay, let me go through a bunch of the news. Give me some of the good news. Also give you my take on the South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, who is a Bilderberg attendee. That does not mean a member, but also gives some very, very creepy, weird, neural order sounding speeches. You know, I wasn't really even paying attention to this. I knew it was a political distraction, but then I kind of refreshed my memory about this guy last night, and now there is no doubt in my mind what's going on, so that's coming up in about 10 minutes. Here's the good news. Newspaper readership is completely imploding. On a month-by-month basis, it's eroding. It's down by over 60-plus percent just in the last 5 years alone. Mainstream television ratings are just almost non-existent. There are regional radio shows that are on maybe 50, 60 AM and FM stations that are popular, that are more popular than the ABC Nightly News now. I mean, there are a lot of regional radio shows that have 3, 4 million viewers. That's as many as ABC and NBC and CBS have. I mean, they are a joke. A bunch of arrogant people, dolled up, info babes, men wearing suits, you know, picked because they speak well and can read a teleprompter well and look authoritative like grandpa. And people know they're a pack of liars now, a pack of New World Order parasites who want to enslave us. And it's just over for you. It's broken. And so the bankers just want to loot and rob and blow out the economy fully and blow out the borders because they know the public's waking up to them. All the horrible things that are happening is an attempt to fully get you in line and fully just get rid of the illusion of a free society and bring us into tyranny where you're so broke and so poor, you don't have a choice but to climb upon the government life raft. Now, that's the game plan. But for weeks, the White House planned this big blitz for these town halls he was going to have on ABC. And the ratings came in. And despite ABC promoting this for weeks and weeks and weeks, 4.7 million viewers. I mean, it did worse than old comedy repeats. No one wants to hear you. Obama's approval rating was at 80-something when he first got in. Now it's dropped to 56, some polls 52. The news keeps showing polls from a few months ago where it was at 60-something and has dropped to 50. There's different polls, 65, dropping to 54, 58, or 52. The point is they don't like going back to when he first got elected, and then when he first got into office, it was in the 80s. It's dropping like a rock. And that means that he's going to be a lame duck soon. That means he could be a one-term president unless he sets off terror attacks, or unless his bosses stage terror attacks and try to blame it on North Korea or Iran or Al-Qaeda. And then they can go with the full-bore martial law, which they keep building up, keep expanding, keep setting up, but they never leap because they know we're an armed population and the public isn't going to buy it. So they're trying to maneuver us into a situation where we're so bankrupt and people are rioting, so the population begs for intervention and martial law. You're in a city like L.A. or New York or Chicago or Dallas, and there's rioting people 2-3 weeks into it and no power. I'd probably even be cheering troops coming in and restoring order. And then they do a good job. It's on the news they did it. Precedent set. And the army's going to stay on the streets to maintain order. And then the arrest of political dissidents can begin. See, they know how to sell it. They don't come out and say, we're going to put Americans in forced labor camps. It's, oh, look at the kids. Society's collapsing, and now they'll spend part of their school day planting government gardens on city property and giving the money to the state from the sale of the food. And, oh, we're going to have environmental brigades, and they're going to pay the kids and pay the adults and pay the senior corps and pay the, you know, everybody, the baby boomers, the seniors. They admit they're hiring everybody. They want to hire 13 million, the Associated Press reports. The government wants to pay 13 million. The military's a million. I kept saying as big as the military off Obama's speeches and off Rahm Emanuel's book. His chief of staff, a forced compulsory service. No, they, then a month ago, no, it's 7 million, and now it's 13 million. New York Times. And it's compulsory service in that, oh, well, to get out of school to, when you got to serve a year, compulsory national service, it's paramilitary, the White House has said it, it's been at change.gov, Rahm Emanuel speeches, C-SPAN, the bills they've introduced. But then everybody else, it's, oh, well, you get a little stipend. And you get a security card where it means you're trusted and you go to the head of the line at the airport. You don't get searched too bad on the buses. And they're going to have TSA on every street corner. Minimum wage. We're talking $7, $8, right above minimum wage. This TSA's already paid a lot of them, $11, $12. On the streets, they've announced everywhere. They're going to be searching you, bossing you. You'll be walking down the street. You'll be at the farmer's market. You'll be at the mall. You'll be in a bus. They'll pull you over just like Mexico. Happened to me 2 years ago when I was down there. Show my children some pyramids, give them a little bit of culture, a little bit of history, a little bit of anthropology. And the Mexican troops would pull over the tour bus, big, nice tour bus, and make the people get out and pay them money. That's how the world works in North Korea. Paul Watson's been to China twice. He goes on trips once a year, and he was in Tibet, and the police just pull you over and shake you down for money. It's the same thing here, same thing in Texas. So the good news is no one is buying your bull. You know, Obama would give press conferences when he first got elected, and you'd have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 million people tuning in. Now when he does these press conferences constantly, you'll have a couple hundred thousand tuning into CNN, a couple hundred thousand tuning into Fox. They tune out. They're sick of some, you know, handsome guy in a fancy suit who's got a nice voice and a nice cadence with a Harvard silver tongue, lawyer tongue, sitting there lying to you, reading off a teleprompter. The jig is up. The people know he's a liar. So now the Obama supporters have gone from, yeah, oh, no, he's the Messiah. You just shut up. You watch. My bills are paid. My car's paid for. Life is fixed. Jesus Christ has returned to the planet Earth. Literally saying he was the one, the Messiah from Krypton, you know, just the Savior, the President of the Earth, all those headlines too. Well, he's better than Bush, and, you know, he's got to compromise to get things done too. Yeah, he's a traitor. He sold us out. In, 4 months? Let me see. January, February, March, April, May. 5 months. Because into June. June 25th, he got in. January 21st, that's a little over 6 months. What, 6 months and 4 days? Let me see. January, February, March, April, May, June. And it's 5 months and change. So he's been in roughly 6 months, and his approval ratings dropped from 84%, 86%, depending on the poll, to the mid-50s. And it's going to keep dropping until they start a war with North Korea, or until they start a war with Iran, or until they go into Georgia again. And I don't mean Georgia peaches on the East Coast down there with the Southern girls. I'm talking about Georgia. Southeastern Europe, north of Turkey, the gateway to the east. So, ABC News, White House special, struggled for viewers, is the headline. Meanwhile, let me just give everybody the news flash here, and it's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, articles breaking this down. Total war has been declared on humanity The establishment is making its move with everyone. They're grabbing the entire water supply and the surrounding areas. Total federalization of every square inch of the United States. Underground water, underground aquifers, controlling the land above it, below it, around it. Up to 10 miles on every side of every river. Just like with their Napa superhighways, 10 miles on each side of every one of their roads. You look at the maps, it's over half of Texas. Over half of Nevada. Over half of all these states. See, this is the federal land grab. They're making their move for open, total dictatorship dealing with the swine flu. Openly announcing on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, drilling it in your head, calmly saying, yeah, we might have to have martial law. Oh, it killed another person this week. When regular flu kills 30,000 plus people a year in the U.S., there's been, what, three deaths or something? They're saying, yeah, in the fall, it's going to get real bad, and we're going to have to forcibly inject you. Yeah, we're implementing all the executive orders for martial law, but it's for your own good. Getting all the billions of doses globally ready for the population. They're announcing the total Federal Reserve banking takeover of all financial transactions, any business, anything associated with the economy that affects the economy. Or the overall strength of the economy, they say. They have control over no audits, no investigations, no way to look into what they're doing. The IRS has been given unconstitutional power to spy on anyone, to not have warrants, to do just total end of the Bill of Rights on that front. That's back in the news today. Climate cops, climate regulation, carbon taxes on everything globally being passed right now. Giant, hundreds of billions, $106 billion to pay off governments. In the name of war funding, hundreds of billions they're about to pass to pay Mexico, to pay China, to pay India. That's mainstream news. Calderon wants green money, and he's going to get it. Which then, they pay them the billions of dollars to, quote, adopt climate taxes, and they pay them the money to do it. It's a payoff. They never have to follow it, only the idiots in the West do. And then they pay the majority of it right back to the bankers. They take taxpayer money, fence it, it's not even fenced, but launder it publicly through the third world countries and developing nations, and then send it right back to themselves. I mean, this is fraud. So we'll go over all of that, Webster Tarpley, and take your phone calls coming up today. Meanwhile, we have all these states shutting down. State shutdowns loom as deadlines near. At least 19 states will still have to approve their fiscal 2010 budgets before next Tuesday. They're all trying to raise taxes. If they don't, staffers might not get paid and services might be shut down. And they always do this to terrorize state and federal employees to then really harass and squeeze the citizens. You know, the states really have two sets of books, the comprehensive annual financial reports. Normally, it's about 70% more than what you see on budget. Texas has hundreds of billions every year in extra money, but that's then invested and laundered into offshore banks. But they'll tell the cops, you're fired if you don't go out and squeeze. And the cops are now just out riding 1 mile over the speed limit, you get a ticket. Just squeezing everybody by the throat. You can't get a cop to show up if you get robbed or raped, hardly, but you can get them to show up to give you a ticket. Hell, you call the cops half the time now for trouble and end up writing you a ticket when they show up. Because they're there. They're going to lose their job if they don't. And see, they don't care. The establishment doesn't care as everything collapses because they all live in armored villas offshore in Switzerland and in the Cook Islands and in New Zealand and in the Caribbean. Behind big 12-foot barbed wire fences with their own armed guard shack, grenade launchers, weapons. It's a big joke to them. Chest of diamonds, chest of gold. Just wealth, unbelievable, even the mid-level people. It's just, it's been an incredible raping, an incredible victory against humanity, an incredible, just absolute takeover where the entire government was formed into a mafia proboscis instrument to suck all the wealth out. And now, the rear guard action is the police state. That's just perfecting the robbery. That's just babysitting the slaves as we're basically put under, euthanized, culturally, psychologically, mentally, physically. So state shuts down, slash states, state slash jobs, despite stimulus. So they're already getting rid of a bunch of their own people and then just keeping the money because most of that goes to debt to the banks. State shutdown looms as deadlines near, and they will end up laying off a lot of cops on the road. You'll lose your job, period. It doesn't matter. And then they're going to have private Merc arms that you'll have to then go get employed by that'll do it. California is set to issue IOUs as fiscal crisis weighs. Reuters. U.S. jobless claims rise. Total benefit rolls climb. So that's some of the news on that front. It could all stop if we arrest the bankers. It could all stop if we said no to the New World Order. But we can't. We have to do what the establishment says. We have to continue to let them, like a boa constrictor wrapped around a piglet, strangle us to death. We'll come back and break down the governor.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
To Farrah Fawcett, dead at age 62, Ed McMahon a couple days ago. Death is the great equalizer. None of us are making it out of here alive. A lot of times when people figure out they're going to die and got time to get ready for it, they grow spiritually. because then all the crud, all the bobbles, all the pettiness, all the posing doesn't matter anymore. What matters is the species and what you built, what you stood for, and realizing you live on for humankind. But this life was only a test. Farrah Fawcett, who skyrocketed to fame as one of a trio of impossibly glamorous private eyes on TV's Charlie Angels, has died after a long battle with cancer. She was 62. Fawcett died at 9:28 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California. She had recently returned to St. John's for treatment of complications from the cancer. First diagnosed 3 years ago, her longtime partner Ryan O'Neill was at her side to the final days. So there you have it. Volcker gets less than he wants in curbing Wall Street excesses. I love how Volcker runs around blaming the CEOs and the brokerage firm heads who were hired financial mercenaries, jackals, hyenas, to carry out the crime, and then always the big shareholder controllers like himself. And he's just a uber manager for the real shareholders, but he's up in that upper echelon, the lower rungs of it. And then they always blame it on a organized economy, and Obama can fire what CEOs he wants, and they can give pieces of GM and Chrysler to who they want. Watching George Soros a few months ago testify how he was fighting the evil bankers and fighting the implosion of the economy, then the surly bastard goes on international television and press conferences bragging he's involved in it and saying he loves doing it and it's so much fun. I mean, this is the type of garbage that we talk about, the type of garbage that we see and deal with from these people. You know what? I could get into Governor Sanford, but I'm going to get into it later because I don't have time now at the end of this hour. So a lot is going on. I'm just going to go ahead and get Tarpley on now. And then at the end of the show, I promise, I want to spend 10 minutes breaking down what's really happening with Governor Mark Sanford. We've got some video clips of him admitting he's attended Bilderberg up on Infowars.com. And another video clip of him talking about weird all-seeing eyes and all this stuff. And I knew that he was pro-Second Amendment and actually had a better voting record than a lot of governors. And from the get-go, them hyping up, where's the governor, where's the governor? You know, TSA knew day one where he'd gone, what he'd done. But they built this up as hype so it would get a lot of attention that he was cheating on his wife when regularly it would just been a little blurb in the news. This was a coordinated, scientifically implemented psyop, and you got to ask why this was done by the mainstream media. Just like Governor Elliot Spitzer. He writes an op-ed piece for the New York Times and for the Wall Street Journal, writes a couple of them I saw, explaining how the scam worked with the bankers. And they said, buddy, we've had you under surveillance. You see hookers. We watch your bank account. Everybody gets their bank account watched. I mean, if you're above somebody working at McDonald's, you got AI computers and analysts looking at what you do, reviewing your file. And they said, burn him. Now, the question with Governor Sanford is, why did they say burn him? Probably because we got video of him talking bad about all the old geezers at Bilderberg. I think they've showed him, but I'll break that down later. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.